I was reading some interesting facts about a hurricane the other day that I want to share with you. Continue to pray that we have the wonderful weather we've had in Naples over the past few years. But it was interesting. I don't know if you knew this or not, but a hurricane actually lifts 60 million or more tons of ocean water and generates more power in 10 seconds than all the electrical power used in the United States in 1 year. That's amazing, isn't it? Wow. What a tremendous force of energy and power demonstrated just in a hurricane. And you know, the reality is energy and power will be something that we always need. We'll need it for our homes, we'll need it for our cars, and we need it within our culture. I mean, one of the great, great inventions of all time, electricity and fuel to use for our cars. Just amazing things that all of us use and enjoy. And you know, the other reality is people need personal energy as well in order to empower their lives. We need real power to fulfill our destiny in the light of Jesus Christ that he calls us to, rather than to walk in the deeds of darkness. We need his power to fulfill the resolutions to the personal challenges that we face, whether they're in our relationships, our health, financial, maybe the future that we're concerned about, or the present moment in which we live. And one of the things I want to celebrate with you today is the reality that the Holy Spirit is a Holy Spirit that can be present to us in our daily lives. Not just someone that we talk about here, especially on this Pentecost Sunday, but a presence, a force, the most powerful force in the whole universe, that is literally at the disposal of the believer to bring them all into what God has for them. In Romans 8:26, we read, "Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. For we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words." You know, that very short verse in Romans speaks to these realities. First of all, that the Holy Spirit is God, that there is a Trinity, and the Holy Spirit is a part of that Trinity, and part of the work of the Holy Spirit is to empower the people of God. That's what the Holy Spirit is meant to do. It also speaks about the reality in this verse that the Holy Spirit is an intercessor. I don't know if you knew this or not, but the Holy Spirit is one of the best prayers in the entire universe. And one of the reasons why the Holy Spirit is the best is it says in the Scripture that the Holy Spirit knows the mind of God. The Holy Spirit knows exactly what God wants for your life, of the lives of the people that are around you, and for the world, not only in the present moment, but in the future as well. And so as you and I are in fellowship with the Holy Spirit and allow the Holy Spirit to intercede through us and move in our lives, we are praying perfectly according to the will of God. And just so you know this as well, Jesus prayed that way, and every one of his prayers were answered. That's why he said in the gospel today, "Whatever you ask of me, I will do it for you," in this context of talking about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is light. As you and I are in the presence of the Holy Spirit, one of the things that you'll notice is the Holy Spirit will constantly be leading you to the light. Now, the only down part about this is that also the Holy Spirit is constantly revealing your darkness and your sin. And that can get kind of discouraging over time, but because there's a lot of it, isn't there, for us. But there's a grace in that. There's a mercy in that. There's a consolation in that you and I are growing more and more in the light. Finally, the Holy Spirit is a counselor. The Holy Spirit can come alongside you and me, and if you and I will only listen to the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit can actually counsel us about what to do. He can actually help us in our decisions to know about what the best next step will be, especially in the midst of our weaknesses and our trials and our struggles, in those moments where we're not sure what to do. The Holy Spirit is a wonderful counselor. And get this, the Holy Spirit, as you are opening yourself up to the Spirit's presence and intercession and the will of God, can actually begin to open up doors that you never could have, can begin to open up doors in people's hearts and in situations and in the reality of life that you might come to a different outcome than you would have come to on your own. And that is because of supernatural influence. Know this, because the Holy Spirit is supernatural and spiritual and omnipresent and omniscient, He has better connections than you and I do. He can open up doors and things that you and I don't even know exist. He can provide a way where all we see is a closed door. He can make the possible in the midst of what is seemingly and humanly impossible. The Holy Spirit is God's empowering presence in the temple of you. You don't know what to pray for or to do? Wonderful. It's another opportunity for you and me to press more into the Holy Spirit and ask for the Holy Spirit's grace and power in that moment, and to listen and to have the grace to actually follow what God is leading us to do, whether it's in His Word or supernaturally through His Holy Spirit or through the events of life as they're unfolding. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. You know, beloved, this is the most important time for you and I to press into God. During those moments of weakness, during those moments of struggle, during those moments of need where we say to ourselves, I can do this. I can handle it. I'm going to pull up my own bootstraps and I'm going to see this through. Don't do that. Don't do that, especially after you've already tried 3 or 4 times and it's not working out. That is a clue. In case you didn't get it yet, I'll help you out. That is a clue that you can't do it, that you are blowing it and you're going to continue to blow it. Be a man, be a woman, own up to it, belly up to the bar, so to speak, and say, you know what, I can't handle this. I need your help, Holy Spirit, finally. And let me just tell you this, honestly. I would not live this life as a Christian without the Holy Spirit's power. It is literally impossible. There's just no way I can do it. There's no way you can do it. That is why Jesus said to the disciples, don't do anything. Don't even leave this room until you receive the power of the Holy Spirit. Hospital rooms I have been in, as recently as a couple of days ago, people on death's door, in neighborhoods, families that are breaking apart and struggling, don't know where their next penny is coming from, to let alone pay the thousands of dollars in bills that are at their back already. And in the midst of those situations, we have cried out to God together through tears and heartbreak and groaned before God and said, Holy Spirit, we need your help. We need a breakthrough here. We need a miracle, because if you don't, we are lost. We're destroyed. It's over. Our ship is sinking. And I can share with you as recently as a couple of days ago, praying with somebody, got some really rough news in the hospital, shared some stuff with me, and we began to pray together. And this person began to confess their sin to the Lord. And in that moment, there was just a cloud over them that had been on them for a while, and it began to lift. They began to cry. We both felt the presence of the Holy Spirit. There was an energy and a heat that came over him. He and I were a different people from when we began that prayer to when we ended it. And the reason why that happened was because of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit showed up. The Holy Spirit came. And so for all of you who are concerned about the Holy Spirit, who have all these reasons about why you haven't really surrendered to the presence of the power of the Spirit yet, do it today. Do it today. You can't wait any longer. You and I need His power and His presence in our lives, not only for ourselves, but the lives of people who are around us, welcoming Him, listening to Him, seeking out His help, and praying to Him. During Pentecost, that first Pentecost day, the disciples needed to wait actually 50 days to receive the Holy Spirit. That's part of what Pentecost means. It means 50. That's a long time to wait. And the disciples really didn't have a good record of listening to Jesus. Do you kind of pick up on that when you read the scriptures? It was more about making mistakes for them than getting it right, just like you and me. But they actually listened. They actually waited for 50 days. And the reason why Jesus wanted them to wait is that they needed to receive the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. Another reason why Jesus wanted them to wait, I believe, is He was testing them. The waiting was a test. He wanted to see if they would actually listen to His directions for them before they would receive this power of the Holy Spirit to go out into the fullness of ministry that God had for them. And so if God has you in a place of waiting or struggle or weakness right now, it's for reasons, because he wants to see if you're actually going to listen to him now, that he might entrust with you even more power. And so they waited, and thank God that they did, because as they waited, that day came. That day came when the Holy Spirit came upon them. And as you read the story in Acts today, it says they were filled with the Holy Spirit. That word filled in the Greek means to occupy fully, to put in as much as possible. You ever see those pictures of how many people you can stuff in a Volkswagen Beetle or something like that? Right? That's how this was. They were filled to the rim. Every nook and cranny in their being was filled with the Holy Spirit. And also there were tongues of fire that were above them. And again, this was a symbol of the Holy Spirit. This was a symbol to everybody there that something supernatural was happening. It wasn't that they were drunk at 9 o'clock in the morning with this new wine. It was that the Spirit of God was moving upon them. And then tongues of fire came upon each one of them. And again, this was a sign that the Holy Spirit wasn't just for the community, but the Holy Spirit was for each individual person. The Holy Spirit is present upon each one of your lives. The question is, are you open to that Spirit's presence in you? Are you open to that? And that fire, that tongue of fire, the fire of God that purifies, that brings you and I into the holiness of God and into the power of God. They also, it was a symbol of tongues as well. Remember, you read the scripture, it talks about tongues. And this was a divine impartation to proclaim the gospel in a powerful way such that conversions would result. The Holy Spirit was to be the burning power of the tongue upon the life of every believer. God has meant ever since that first Pentecost that every believer would be anointed with the Holy Spirit. God has meant it that way. God has desired that every one of his children would be filled with power, and that their tongue would be anointed with grace and love and mercy, such that when you and I open up our mouths, there's the power of God coming from you, touching people's lives, bringing the Spirit of God in, bringing heaven into earth, bringing light into darkness. That's what God desires. An anointed message that touches people's lives. And again, you'll read later on in the weeks to come about Peter. You remember the guy that denied he knew Jesus 3 times and was cowering in this upper room, the same room in which Jesus walked, and he said to him in the midst of all that, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." Not a word of condemnation, but a word of peace and a word of welcoming back into the family. This same Peter stood before a crowd of thousands and he preached with such fervor and such anointing, and the Holy Spirit was coming through his tongue, touching people, that 3,000 were baptized that day. And it was just the beginning of a tsunami of the Holy Spirit in a very powerful and wonderful way. How awesome is that? How great is that? How God is that? And you see, that's what God wants to do. He wants to do that through you and me right now. I've been speaking about this till I'm red in the face, so to speak. But the reality is, as much as darkness is rising in this moment, and make no mistake, it is rising, there have been, I believe on a spiritual level, there have been gates of hell that have been opened up. I believe that. I've prayed into this. I just sense it in my spirit. And you have to be blind not to see it, thank you very much, with what ISIS is doing and the murderous rampage that is happening throughout this world. It is darkness. It is evil. It is from the pit of hell. But I want to tell you something. Rise up, church. Rise up in the Spirit of God. God's not afraid of them. What did it say in the Old Testament? He had one angel. He could slay thousands. It's not a big deal for God. But he wants his church to get it right. He's given the church the presence of the Holy Spirit. And he's saying through me to you and to all the church, wake up. The reason why you don't have as much conviction as ISIS does, the reason why you and I aren't willing to lay our lives down on the battlefield of life like they are is because we're not walking in the power of the Holy Spirit. Period. We're not walking in the power of the Holy Spirit, and we need that power in this hour. We need that fire. We need that light. We need that burning in our heart, such that through the power of God, we're able to stand up and proclaim the gospel, come what may. What do you have to lose? Look what our country's going through right now. It's already going down a bad road. What do you have to lose? We need the fire of God afresh. We need the Holy Spirit. Those red shirts that you're wearing, they are a symbol of what should be happening in the hearts of each one of us. Hearts that are aflame and on fire with God, filled with the Holy Spirit and His power. God's going to do it. And God is doing it. And God is going to do it with or without you. Hate to get in your face, but I need to get in your face for just a moment. God is going to do this with or without you. That's just how big it is. And that's how much He's moving right now in the hearts of many different people throughout this country and throughout this world. God is going to do it with or without you. But don't you want to be on that train? I want to be on that train. There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place. That's the song I want to be singing on that choo-choo train. That's the direction I want to go in. Wind, wind, blow on me. Let it blow. I want the Holy Spirit of God blowing on me, not the death that comes from the pit of hell. I want heaven. Boy, have I ever wanted heaven more than any other time in my life with the clear choice that is before us in this moment. God is in the process of making things perfectly clear for everybody about the choice you're going to make. And that includes believers. I say to you here today on this Pentecost Sunday, choose all that God has for you. Be open fully and completely to the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. God wants and God needs and God is getting a Holy Spirit-empowered church. You worry about the wrong things. You worry about, what are they going to think if I speak in tongues? What are they going to think if I raise my hands? What am I going to think? I'm going to become one of those weird people I always pointed fingers at. Well, let me ask you this. What's your life going to look like when you finally surrender to the power of God and the fire of God in your heart once and for all? What's that going to look like? Oh, it's going to look pretty awesome. It's going to look really different. And it's going to look amazing. Brennan Manning shares, sitting at the right hand of God, the Lord Jesus pours out the Holy Spirit to form the holy people of God, a community of prophets and lovers who would surrender to the mystery of the fire of the Spirit that burns within, who would live in ever greater fidelity to the shattering, omnipresent Word, who would enter into the center of all that is, into the very heart and mystery of God, into the center of that flame that consumes and purifies and sets all aglow with peace, joy, boldness, and extravagant love, which is what it means to claim the name Christian, follower of Jesus. Beloved of God, I have a simple conclusion to this message. And I want to invite you along with me into this prayer. It is a prayer that I pray almost every moment of my day, literally, right now. And it is simply this: come, Holy Spirit. I need you as I'm walking my neighborhood right now. Come, Holy Spirit, as I'm with my brother or sister in this hospital room and they've gotten the news that they got. Come, Holy Spirit, as I'm up in the middle of the night and I'm concerned about what's going on with this person or that person or our world. Lead me in my prayer. Help me in my weakness. Groan within me with words that are too deep to be spoken. Pray through me. Cry through me. May the will of God be birthed through me and through the people of God. Come, Holy Spirit. And so I'm going to invite us into that prayer. And again, I wouldn't worry about what the person around you is doing right now. I wouldn't worry about that because I'm speaking to you. This is about you and the Holy Spirit. And I'm just going to invite you along with me. I'm just going to pray a simple prayer. And I just would invite you to pray after me or something like this. And the prayer is simply this: that we would open our hearts fully and completely to the Holy Spirit. Totally surrender You might be saying, Father Joe, I don't know what that's going to mean for my life. You know what? I don't know what it's going to mean for your life either, except you're going to be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. It's awesome. Don't want to live any other way. It's wonderful. It's great. It's tremendous. It's the life you've always been called to. So let us pray.